Let me ask you something, and don't answer too quickly, because the first answer is usually wrong. What if one small thing about your world changed tomorrow? What if nobody needed sleep? What if money disappeared? What if you could read minds? What if Earth suddenly had two moons? Sounds ridiculous, right? That's what I thought too, until I started thinking about it. And that's the problem. Once you start asking what if, it's really hard to stop, because every impossible question hides something interesting. Sometimes it's science, sometimes it's history, sometimes it's psychology, and sometimes it tells us something unexpected about ourselves. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question, the podcast where every episode begins with one simple question and follows it wherever it leads. Okay, I want you to imagine something. Tonight, before you go to bed, you look up at the sky, and something feels wrong. Not scary wrong, just different. At first, you can't figure it out. Then suddenly, you see it. There's another moon, right beside the first one. Same size, same brightness, same impossible existence. And for a few seconds, your brain completely stops working. Because what exactly are you supposed to do with that information? Yesterday, there was one moon. Today, there are two. And nobody knows why. Honestly, I think the internet would break within 10 minutes. Not because of the moon, because of humans. Millions of people uploading photos, live streams, theories, memes, panic, excitement. The world servers would be fighting for their lives. And somewhere, there's a scientist staring at a telescope and whispering, "That's not supposed to be there." Now here's the thing. At first, a second moon sounds amazing. Actually, it sounds beautiful. Imagine walking outside at night, two glowing moons hanging over the horizon. Poets would have the greatest week of their lives. Seriously, every songwriter, every artist, every photographer, suddenly they're creating masterpieces. And honestly, I'd probably spend the first few nights just staring at it, because some things are too incredible to ignore. But eventually, the excitement wears off, and humanity starts asking the important question, what does this actually mean? And that's when things get interesting. Because the moon isn't just decoration. It's doing things. Very important things. The moon controls tides. It influences ecosystems. It affects the way Earth behaves. So adding another moon isn't like hanging another picture on the wall. It's more like adding another engine to an airplane that's already flying, and hoping everything works out, which is not a strategy I recommend. Imagine standing on a beach a few weeks later. The tides are different, maybe much higher, maybe much lower. Nobody knows yet, but the oceans definitely notice. And the oceans are not known for staying quiet about things. Now imagine coastal cities, millions of people living near the water. Everybody suddenly paying very close attention to the moon. Actually, moons. That's going to take some getting used to. You know what's funny? Children born after this event wouldn't think any of this is strange. To them, Earth always had two moons. That's normal. And honestly, that always fascinates me. The speed at which humans adapt. Give us something impossible. Wait a few years, and suddenly it's ordinary. Imagine explaining it. Back in my day, we only had one moon, and kids just roll their eyes. Sure, Grandpa, and next you're going to tell us phones used to have buttons. Which, by the way, sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud. Now let's jump forward a few months, because by now, scientists are working non-stop, trying to answer one question. Where did the second moon come from? And honestly, the theories would be wild. Aliens, government experiments, time travelers. Somebody on social media would definitely blame pineapple pizza. Don't ask me how, they'd find a way. But eventually, science would probably find an answer. And regardless of what that answer is, humanity would have to adapt. New calendars, new traditions, new holidays, new myths. Actually, wait. Think about mythology. Every culture on Earth has stories about the moon. Songs, legends, folklore. Now imagine introducing a second moon. Human imagination would go absolutely crazy. Within a decade, there would be thousands of stories about it.
People would give it names, personalities, meanings. Because humans don't just observe the universe. We tell stories about it. And maybe that's my favorite part of this entire scenario. Not the science. Not the physics. The stories. Because every time something extraordinary happens, human beings turn it into meaning. And honestly, that's kind of beautiful. Now here's the final question. Would a second moon make Earth better or worse? And after thinking about it for way too long, I don't think that's the right question. Because humans would adapt either way. We always do. The real question is, how quickly would something impossible become normal? How many nights before we stop staring at the sky? How many years before children stop caring? How long before two moons feel as ordinary as one? And honestly, probably not very long. Because that's what humans do. We adapt to miracles. We adapt to wonders. We adapt to impossible things. Until one day, they simply become part of everyday life. And maybe that's the strangest thing of all. Not the second moon. Us. The fact that no matter how extraordinary the universe becomes, eventually we find a way to call it normal. I'm Koishan Blake, and this was If Question. Next time, we ask another impossible question. What if gravity suddenly became half as strong?